Aleishu Chelek Beis Shin Tzadites. The ninth chapter is entitled Shavuos. In the first paragraph, Chag Matan Torah. Mechayelenu es ma'amad mekudash shein domel b'chol shnei sdor. This Chag or Matan Torah brings to life that holy event, which is completely unique. There's nothing like it throughout history. Ha'achana lekabalas ha'tirah, the preparation. The pasuk in Yisroi says, Vayis'u me'ir refidim, they traveled from there. Vayavu midbar Sinai, they came to that area. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar, Yisrael camped there opposite the mountain. Chazal comment, Rashi quotes them, Ma bi ason midbar Sinai bis shuva, af nesiasan bi refidim bis shuva. In both places, the tshuva, they left refidim out of tshuva, they came to midbar Sinai tshuva. Vayichan sham Yisrael in the singular, ke ish echad belev echad. So the author says that teshuva kvar kadma, the teshuva came already from before, from Refidim. Vikvar hikif es kol ha'am, it encompassed the entire nation. Huv hagiyam le-Sinai, therefore, when they came to Sinai, kulam ke'ish echad, like one person, kol shneim asa shevatim, 12 tribes, mikaton ad gadoil, young and old, milyonim rabim, millions of people, bli shum pirud machloikes ketata v'chas b'nehem, without dissension, disagreement, quarrels, anger between them. Am shalem b'achdus v'ahava gemura. An entire nation, completely united and with love for one another. The oidzus b'leiv echad, with one heart, meaning they are achas, one intention, one ratzin echad echolam. They all wanted one thing. Ratzinenu lir'ois es malkenu. We wish to see our king. This is all based on Rashi there in Parashas Yisroi. His oirerus kazez shel kulam b'yachad. That all together they were awakened like the stimulated, Zehu HaKlal Yisrael B'Sifartri. That's Klal Yisrael in its splendor. Kach nir'e HaKlal Yisrael Amitri. This is the real vision of Klal Yisrael. The Mechilta with the comments, the Midrash, Vayanu kol ha'am yachdav yivu kol asher dibei Hashem na'aseh. That's the Pasuk. Lo yanu b'chanupa. It wasn't just flattery. Ve'lo yikibelu ze mizeh. They didn't just emulate one another and copy one another. Elo hishvu kulam b'leiv echad. All had one heart. It was sincere. The author comments, Ulai ha'isasham hispalus amoinis. You might have thought it was just a mass event with people just being dragged, flowing along with the stream. Ad shegami shelo iskim beliboi. Maybe it was such that even those who didn't truly agree in their heart, bitel da'ato lechol hamoin. They just flew with the stream, v'tzakimayim biyachad. That's a havamina that the Midrash is coming to reject. Loi, ki kol echad gamar beliboi bedas berura sheotze lekabel esatera. Each one made a commitment clearly that he wants to receive the Torah. Kulam keechad. Uvechol ze is kol echad veechad bichud, still maintaining the individuality. Gam zeu migdolosa shel Am Yisrael. That too is part of the greatness of Am Yisrael. Kimat anachnu miskashim leamin shitechen ma'amad adir kaze. It's very difficult for us to picture, to believe such a colossal event. Through the lengthy darkness of Golos, our nation is just torn apart because of divisions, disagreements. It's just so difficult to conceive of an entire nation just being so united. On a holy Chag, we unite ourselves with this vision of Klal Yisrael in its splendor. That's the real Tzura of Am Yisrael, not what we have today. With one heart, that's a utensil that contains the Torah, the Lev. Whatever a person wants to collect, wants to receive, there needs to be an appropriate utensil that contains it. That's of course in the physical world. Similarly, kach kesheratzak kadosh baruch hu lases Torah Yisrael Yisrael, when he wishes to give Torah Yisrael, chipes kli amesugal lachil es kula. Kadosh baruch hu sought out a utensil that can contain all of Torah. Ve'lo yimatzak kadosh baruch hu kli machazik bracha ela hashalom. The Mishnah says at the end of Uktzin, it's right at the end of Shas. He could not find a better kli, more capable of holding bracha, other than shalom, shenemar Hashem oiz lamo yiten, Hashem yivarech esamo b'shalom, ve'ein oiz el ha'tira. When it says Hashem oiz lamo yiten, Hashem gives his nation oiz, it's a reference to Tira. That's proved from other pisukim. Uvau ha'tira v'shalom kruchim min ha'shamayim. So Tira in shalom came intertwined from Shamayim, the kli and the merchandise, so to speak, that goes into it. After the tremendous preparation of teshuvah and unity, Yishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shleimei Al Ha'am, Kadosh Baruch Hu placed his shalim, his peace, upon the nation. Shemilev kulam notzam mash levechad bli melitzes, so that out of the hearts of all of them, there was formed one heart. Kli adir echad b'mkom v'rochboy, a gigantic, a colossal kli, in depth and breadth. Leiv gadol sheshishim riboy, one tremendous heart of 600,000 men. Ilu hayachase mehem echad, lo yisat tirei cholan yisin. If one of them was missing, the Torah could not have been given. Ma'o leiv echad, what is this? Hagoyin atzadik Rabbi Eliezer Kaplan, Hashem yikoyim damoy. He was he, ha-menahel ruchani di shivas achveskim v'radin. He was the mashgiach, what you call today, the menahel ruchani in the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva in Radin, u'migdolei talmidei admo. He was one of the great talmidim of Rabbi Yerucham. Omar bebeur ha-pizgam, in explaining the aphorism, dvarim hayotzim min ha-lev, nichnasim el ha-lev. That's what we say. Words that come out of the heart have that property that they can penetrate into another person's heart. He explained, Beruchanius yishno rak lev echad lechol haklal Yisrael. Beruchanius, as we just explained, there's one heart. Klal Yisrael possesses one heart. Umi shenogei lelev ze, somebody who can touch that heart, umutzi mimen davar echad, is able to extract, to take out of it something. Hu mekasher gam es ha-shemeh el ha-lev hazeh. So he binds, he connects the listener also to this one heart. Umavkia pesach miliboy ha-prati el ha-lev ha-klal yizeh. What he's doing is like a tiny tunnel, an opening from this individual heart into this collective heart. That's how he explained it. Zeu soidei shel ha-klal yizeh. That's the secret, that's the deep truth about Klal Yisrael, ששורשיו בעולם האחדות. The root of Klal Yisrael is in the world of unity, אשר עליו נאמר, regarding which the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin says, ומי כעמך ישראל גוי אחד בארץ. One nation. ובמנחה לשבס אנו אומרים, אתה אחד ושמך אחד, ומי כעמך ישראל גוי אחד בארץ. We're familiar with these words, השם is one. And Klal Yisrael is one. Ki achdus shel Klal Yisrael ne'utza be'achdus Hashem Yisbarach shetizgele le'asi lavoi. The unity of Klal Yisrael is really rooted in the unity of Hashem, which will be revealed in the future. Zohi mahusoi ha'amitis shel Klal Yisrael. That's the real essence of Klal Yisrael. Ve'achdus zohi ba lidei gilui be'ma'amad ha-Sinai shei kulam be'lev echad. So this unity was expressed, it was manifested at Har Sinai when everyone was be'lev echad. Lev echad zehu ha-keli shebo nitna ha-tira kedusha. He's summarizing. Lev echad is that utensil into which the Torah could be poured. Veshuv, we want to ask again, ha-im mashma'os ha-davar she-nimcheka kol pratiyus milibam she-shishim riboy. Does this mean, is the significance of this lev echad, is that individuality was wiped out? These shishim riboy became a monolithic mass without any individuality. V'chulam shem'u v'kiblu be'ofen shaveh. So that each one of them heard Hashem equally. Harei Chazal barur mileilu. Chazal say clearly. This is a midrash Shmois Rabba Perek Chavteis. Ilu haya kasuv koil Hashem bechoy choy. Had the pasuk said kol Hashem with His strength, lo haya ha'ilam yechoy lamo. The world would not endure if Hashem spoke with His strength. The world would just disintegrate. Ela koil Hashem bechoyach, the pasuk says. With strength, meaning bechoyach shel kol echad bechad, with the strength of each individual, corresponding to each individual's abilities. Habachurim lefi koychan, young men according to their strength. Vazekenim lefi koychan, the elderly according to their. Vaktanim lefi koychan, the little ones according to their strength. Omar hakadosh baruch hu Yisrael, hakadosh baruch hu said to Yisrael, loy bishvil shishmatem kolis harbe tiyus vorim shema Elohi sarbe yesh bashamayim. Just because you heard many voices, do not think that there are many deities in Shemayim. No. But you see there were many voices corresponding to different individuals' abilities to absorb. The author explains, Hadevarim niflaim, these are wondrous words. Acharei aser sadibrois bevadai chazru al ma sheshamui. They revised. They discussed what they heard. V'nisba'er shekol echad omnam shama v'yisan ha-dibrois. It turned out, each one, of course, heard the same dibrois. Aval kol echad shama perush acher. Each one heard a nuance, something slightly different. וכפישיבר רמחל בדרך עץ חיים, עזר רמחל explains in that sefer, שישנם 60 ריבוי פירושים על התורה. There are 600,000 פירושים on the Torah, וכל אחד כפישו משמסי קיבל פירוש משלו. Each individual corresponding to the root, his root, where his neshama is, received his own portion, his own insight. ועל זה נאמר להם, אנוכי השם אלוקיך. That's what they had to be told. I am Hashem your God. One. שהכל בא מאחד עשוי, all coming from his oneness. הרי לב אחד. There was one heart of Klal Yisrael. We said, without having one heart, the Torah could not have been given. ודברים אחדים, אבל כל אחד קיבל לפי כוחו. Each individual received in accordance with his abilities, ולא יבטלה הפרטיות של כל אחד. The individuality of each person was not negated. אדרבה. It's exactly the opposite. דווקא במעמד זה קיבל כל אחד לפי הפרטיות שלו. We see from this Chazal that specifically in this event, each one received in accordance with his individuality. הרי אחדות הלב יחד עם גילוי פרטיותו של כל אחד. We have over here something that appears almost as a paradox. Unity of heart, which is a prerequisite for receiving the Torah, together with exposing the individuality of each person there. גם זהו מנפלאות של מעמד הר סיני. That too is one of the wonders of the event of the giving of the Torah. ואם תאמר, אם כל אחד קיבל את הפירוש שלו, you might want to ask if each one received his own insight, his own view of the Torah, מה הוא הכרח לומר שצריכו לקבל תורה דווקא בכלי של לב אחד? So then, again, why is it necessary to say that they received the Torah with one utensil containing the collective heart? בואו וראים מה שגילו לנו חז"ל בזה. Again, מדרש ילקוט ישעיה, סימן תו מם זין, the ילקוט quotes a pasuk, the koyvei Hashem yachalifu koyach. A pasuk in Yeshayahu, the koyvei Hashem yachalifu koyach, those whose hope is in Hashem, the strength is restored. The Yalkut comments, Zem Moishe. Benoheg sheba ilam, masa shu kashe lechad noach lishnayim. Generally in the world, we find that a load which is difficult for one individual to lift, two will lift more easily. Kashe lishnayim noach lava. If ever load that two people will struggle to lift, but four of them will manage quite easily. Ve'ilu Moishe, ma sheya kashe l'shishim riboy haya noach li. With Moishe, what 600,000 found hard to contain, for him was easy. Shinema dabe ata imanu v'nishma. The people approach Moishe after Matan Torah and say, too much for us. You speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will hear from you. Says the author, Hare Torah HaKadosh Haya Masa. The Torah is described by Chazal as a burden, a load. Asher kol shishim riboy miskashim l'seisei biyachad. All, the entire nation was struggling to carry this load. Harei be'emes yitzichim lekabel kulam biyachad es ha-Torah. That would have been the ideal. All together, they all together should have accepted the Torah to carry it. Kemasa asher me'at pechot mishishim riboy lo yebechoram l'seis. Like a burden that had you had one individual less than 600,000, they would not have been able to bear. Ve'gam shishim, even 600,000. Adayim yirgishu shegam lev anaki ze'enu maspik l'seis Torah ha-Torah. They still felt that such a gigantic heart is still not enough. They were struggling. They couldn't bear this colossal Torah. Rak liboy shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom haya rachav dayoi. It's only Moshe Rabbeinu's heart that was sufficiently broad laseis masa kol haTorah kulah bli koyish, to carry this gigantic burden of the Torah without difficulty. Be'emes elenu musag mirimus haTorah kedesh v'chol hakalul bah beremez drash usayid. We have very little conception of the exaltedness of the Torah and all that's encompassed in it on different levels. Remez drash usayid. כמוי שאיננו משיגים הסבור, is well, like we can't perceive directly, הקדוש ברוך הוא, כך איננו משיגים עומק תורה, so we cannot perceive the depth of the Torah. חזל הקדושים, שידעו התורה עם כל ההיקף שלה, חזל, who knew the Torah with its entire extent, הם גילו לנו, so they reveal in this ילקוט, כי הישא מסע כבד לסיסי לשישים רבו ביחד. It was just so gigantic that it was overbearing, overwhelming, even for the entire nation to carry together. הרי ברור, so you see over here clearly, שהיו כולם צריכים לקבל את התורה ביחד. It is necessary, imperative, that they all should receive the Torah together בשלום ובחדות גמורה בלב אחד. With peace and total unity בלב אחד. בכל הדברים הגדולים האלה, with all of these great concepts that we've just discussed, עדיין לא נגענו בפלאי מתן תורה עצמו. We haven't even touched the wonders of מתן תורה itself. עד כאן אמרנו רק על ההכנה למתן תורה. What we've done so far is discussed the preparation for מתן תורה, What we've explained is merely the concept of like one person with one heart. All together they responded, they called out, whatever Hashem spoke, we shall do. Adkan.